President Trump made the announcement on Twitter, meaning he'll break with the time-honored tradition of attending the inauguration and become just the fourth president in history to miss his successor's swearing-in ceremony. U.S. media are reporting that unnamed White House officials say part of the reason is that he wants to fly to Florida to his Mar-a-Lago resort on the presidential plane Air Force One. Leaving after the inauguration would mean he'd need permission from Mr. Biden to use the aircraft. Plans were already in place to scale back the inauguration and restrict crowds at the event due to the ongoing pandemic. Mr. Biden's parade to the White House, for example, will be largely virtual. But following Wednesday's siege of the Capitol by rioters, there are now additional security concerns, with a state of emergency declared in Washington beyond Inauguration Day on January the 20th. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.